Kia ora, I'm Rochelle Stewart-Allen.
And I'm Tui Hana Oihia.
And welcome to the Tato Tato podcast, kaitiaki kōrero about well-being and hauora. So kia ora, Tui Hana. We're back for series three. It's exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting, Rochelle. It's lovely to be here again. I really enjoy this whole experience of doing these podcasts. I think we always get such wonderfully inspirational stories from our manuhiri that come in and have a kōrero with us. And I think it's really relevant right now, given the climate of Aotearoa, that we be speaking to community and non-for-profit and NGO leaders around just what they're experiencing, what they're seeing, but also how they look after their well-being. Because I think that more often than not, we tend to park it to the side. It's not always a priority for us. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the series, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. So much has happened since we did series two. All the weather events up north, just increased needs of communities and community leaders, you know, grassroots people are at the front line of that. And I think it's been even more intense on the back of COVID for them. And it's important that we all remember ultimately that we have to stop, right? We can do community care, but we have to do our personal care first. There's nothing left often in the tank if you don't care for yourself first.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I totally agree with you. I just think that we tend to not do that because we're an acts of service. You know, a lot of whānau that work in this space have really high empathy and they see, you know, themselves as doing acts of service to others on a continuum, and they don't really stop too much to kind of consider their own well-being. Like, for instance, I'm just going to share. I've just come back from Melbourne, 5 days in Melbourne. It was awesome, you know, really awesome. And I'm trying not to giggle too much, is it made me realise that I really need a holiday.
Was that not a holiday?
No, it is, but you know when you're with whānau and we had a 21st on a Friday, well, we shopped all day Thursday and we were exhausted and then we went out for dinner, you know, even though a little bit like, okay, we're only here for 5 days, going to make the most of it. And then Friday was a beautiful day, you know, had a bit of a treat day, you know, go to a spa. Friday night, we had a 21st, big family birthday. Saturday, we kind of got ourselves together, did a few things on Saturday, and then went back for the party 21st. Yeah, and then Sunday, we just literally, like, we were horizontal. But there wasn't really, you know, there's so much wanting to see whānau and wanting to spend time in Melbourne, like going to the art gallery and just experiencing a city vibe, because I really enjoy Melbourne because I spent a lot of time there growing up. And so it's not really a place that you go to chill out, right? And all I keep thinking was, I need some sun because we haven't had much, you know, Raumati summer was pretty stink in Aotearoa. I need some sun. And I just need to, like, totally switch off because there was also some things going on from mahi that I knew I couldn't just park and leave behind. So, yeah.
So you need a holiday from your holiday.
Yeah, like, totally. I mean, I'm totally, like, open about that kōrero. And yeah, so a few friends have said, how was it? I said, oh, look, it was awesome. I loved it. The last day there, I took myself to see this. If you're in Melbourne, you've got to go and see Bollard. It's the most beautiful exhibition. I mean, I loved it. It was cool, but it definitely made me realise that I really need a break. Like a proper get on a cruise ship or go into some tropical island somewhere where there's very little.
Where you can only relax.
Yeah.
So we just, at Huie, we are actually closing for a week in a couple of weeks because we're really tired. It's the end of our financial year. Everyone's really intently been delivering, running around the motu, just tired. And as I was pulling together, you know, getting ready for the end of our financial year, and I was looking back over all the things that we'd achieved over the last year, over-delivered, as we do,
yeah,
really common in the community sector. And then I just thought, someone put in a leave application, and then I was like, actually, I think we all need a break. We just need to stop and just turn everything off and just have a week of just complete downtime, and then we can come back together and then talk about, you know, look forward for the year ahead. And so this is just extra leave. It's just another way that, you know, as CE, I can help my kaimahi actually just also take a break. Like, I feel like I need a break, but I know that they do as well. And it's really recognising that. So we could have kept going, you know, maybe used our annual leave allocation, but it's something that is not, you know, it's easy on the bottom line for us, that we can do something practical, which is just completely decompress. And I've said to the staff, I don't want to see you like on the socials. You can be on your own socials, but I don't want to see you on our socials liking things or posting things or, you know, no emails, no Slack. Just completely just turn off, tune out, go and do whatever you need to do, hang out with people you love, you know, maybe get some sunshine if there's sunshine, decompress and just rejuvenate, right? It's so rare for us to really have time to rejuvenate, I think, in our lives. Everything's so busy and frenetic that you have to kind of step away from that.
It's really interesting that you're doing that at the beginning of July, because we're actually in the phase of matariki.
Yeah, matariki.
And so matariki is that kind of time, you know, where we reflect on the year that's been and we think about the pause that needs to happen before we look to the year ahead. And it's about rejuvenation. It's about recognising the work that we've done, or the mahi that we've done, or those that have passed. It's about recognising lots. And I think that, you know, I've just come out of a two-day wānanga, and it was really interesting because we talked about the fact that very rarely do we actually celebrate our wins or our successes, you know, like. I just want to applaud you for doing that for your kaimahi. And I think if anyone's listening, you should all do it. note to self.
maybe Aotearoa could just stop for a week. We're like, oh, the volunteers and all the kaimahi are just having a break in the community.
But that was what was so great about COVID. You had to stop. Mm. You had no choice. Mm. So,
yeah. I feel like it's one of those little kind of mouse reels where you're just running, you know, and our community groups and hapu and iwi are often so under-resourced, and particularly those small to medium community groups, that there's just not that kind of fat in there to be able to have someone step in if someone needs to go on leave or, you know, have some time out. There just isn't that. So therefore you have to find it and make it happen, you know. It doesn't just naturally, there's not a natural sort of filler in there to help it happen.
And I think that, you know, we are going through times. I mean, when we were in Australia, when we were in Melbourne recently, we get this message saying New Zealand's officially in a recession. And my 20-year-old's like, I have no idea what that means, Mum. Basically, I just said we all have to be really careful with our pūtea, with our money. And I was just thinking about, you know, about those that haven't had a rest. You think about what happened in Hawke's Bay. We lost our whole food bowl, or a big percentage of our food bowl. I know that there's still work going on down in the Hawke's Bay, you know. And so many iwi were, and hapu were affected within the kahununu, you know, rongo whakaata, Ngāti Porou kind of space. I really worry about how everyone's really, really coping, like coping, because, you know, I think we all talk about how we want to be honest with our kōrero, but I really question sometimes whether we are actually really pono with our kōrero, and we really need to take those masks off that we wear. And I'm talking like self-talk here, look in the mirror, it's a bit of self-reflection.
I'll just hold up the mirror to reflect that.
You know, but and it's about taking those masks off and saying, actually, things have been quite challenging. They have been quite tough, you know.
I think it's about recognising ourselves as well, and it's only in the quiet space, I think, that you suddenly think, actually, I'm really tired. You know, otherwise, if you just keep going, and that's the hard thing, because in community groups, hapu and iwi, the needs of our whānau and our community is bottomless, right? It doesn't come to an end where you think, okay, it's 5 o'clock on a Friday, let's finish now. The needs are continuous. And so there's not really that space. Nobody gives you that space to just pause and review and look internally and think, do we need, you know, am I tired? Do I need time out? Have I been balancing? Like thinking about the Te Whare Tapawha health model, like the different areas of our life. You know, just doing that review and pausing in the quietness and then thinking, okay, I'm acknowledging I'm really tired. So now how will I build in space to rest, to relax, to breathe out, to and then to rejuvenate? I think I remember back when we were on series two and we were talking to Codrian and he was talking about how he has these kind of weekends away. But actually, he said that's just a holding pattern for him. It was just kind of a little bit of a break, and it was enough to keep going for another week or two or three. But actually, what he needed was a decent break. And I think that's really common, and that's the same thing as you're talking about going to Melbourne, like you had a little break, but it wasn't a time to rejuvenate for Tuihana and then feeling like, okay, I'm ready to keep going now. Like how we not only find that for ourselves, but find that for other people, like help other community leaders find that space.
Yeah, and I think I'm really, you know, like challenged too, because my two sons, you know, one's 18 and one's 20, and the young one did his last years of school all through COVID. And just there, how it's actually the impact on them, you know, and I get really hoo-ha with people saying, oh, they're 20 and 18. No, you know, they're adults, they can look after themselves. It's such a bullshit kind of kōrero, because clearly our rangatahi need some mafi. And so why I'm all wanting to take a break for myself, I know it's kind of like, you know, I suppose it's been the same as a leader. You feel like you have an obligation to look after who it is you need to look after. Well, I have a strong sense as a mother that I have an obligation to look after my two sons. I mean, I've got three sons, but those two that are the youngest that are with me, and to really uffy and care for them, because I think that these times have had a much larger impact on them than we actually care to admit and acknowledge. And, so there's so many, like, you know, we're talking about so many different streams of things that we could do. But you're right, in order for me to care for my children, to care for my sons, I really need to care for myself as well.
Mm.
So, you know.
I think no person is an island, right? Like we all need people to care and love for us as well as we care and love for those people.
Mm.
It's like a cyclical thing. It's not just giving out all the time, it's also getting back. But for those people that we really love, like we need time, you need time as well for that, time and energy to spend with them.
Yeah.
And you often have to create that, right? Because everything is so busy and frenetic now, and things are just kind of bottomless. But, you know, every moment is another piece of information coming in, either someone, you know, a kōrero, a text, a Slack, social media, a messenger, a blah, 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 blah. There's like so much information just coming, and to just step away, you know, for me, that's one of the biggest things, is just turn the devices off and just step away, and then just think about where are my priorities right now, and who should I be talking to? What should I be doing for myself? Like, it's a kind of something that often we feel is quite selfish. And I think particularly as community leaders, because we see all the needs in the communities, but you can't give out if you're not giving to yourself, right?
Yeah.
And finding ways to rebuild yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I was just thinking, how do we look after ourselves?
Yeah. How do we, Tuihana? So shall we talk about what we actually do or don't do for our own personal high order?
Yeah. And I think, you know, what has the last kind of 6 months or so looked like for us? So, yeah. So over to you, Rochelle.
Sure. I have they say it takes 66 days to develop a new habit. So my new habit is walking for an hour in the morning. And it's been awesome.
Mm.
and prioritizing that before I kind of get into the mahi, before I get into anything else, doing all the things, answering the emails, blah, blah, checking all the things. Mm-hmm. Just getting out. Sometimes it's hard, especially if it's freezing and dark. And
we're talking about Pōneke, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes it's beautiful because it's maybe it's the weekend, so it's a little bit later and the sun's up and I live, so Pitaoni, so by the beach and along the river, the awa, so sometimes it's completely pristine and beautiful. And those days I tend to walk longer, more than an hour and faster. But I found it really great to help me get going in the morning because I'm not a morning person. I found it really helpful for all the dopamine and the endorphins. So starting off the day in a positive way. So by the time I get back home, I'm actually feeling a little bit high, which you do from all the chemicals that are racing through your body and the fresh air. And it's a great relaxer, I think, and I either listen to podcasts or I've actually got a little Spotify playlist of happy songs, which I'm slowly collating. And then sometimes Spotify gives me other suggested songs and I'm like, that's not a happy song. I get rid of that. So I only want happy affirming songs. And then I just go for it. And it's just, it's really nice to do something physical. Like a lot of my mahi is head, right? A lot of it's in my brain. There's a lot of complexity to manage, a lot of deep intellectual thinking and problem solving and critical reasoning. And sometimes my brain is just like, and I just need to lie down. And so this is really nice. It's a good reminder that the physical is a completely different space and your head can be in any space, but at the end of a good walk, actually my head's in a better space regardless of however it is when I start out, because you've got all that kind of chemical stuff happening and physical and, you know, the all the fluids are going around your system and you're using your muscles and it feels really good. It's really going to be interesting how I keep going. But I found that a really simple thing, and I was talking to somebody else about it and she said, another community leader, she was like, that sounds awesome, but I don't know how I'd do that because I get to work at 7:30 in the morning and I'm finishing at 6. And I was like, you need to be thinking about your own personal order here. Like if you're starting at 7:30, and then she was saying, you know, maybe she doesn't have time for lunch or breaks, or I was like, that's too much of a load for one person, you know, for a marathon, maybe a sprint, like maybe on a few days it's really busy and you've got to pull it out and keep going. But it's not practical for every day and really intense work to just be working, rolling out of bed and just working immediately. You need a break.
It's interesting because as you're talking about the fact that you go for a walk and how great it feels, it's also around the different atua that you'd have around you as you're going for that walk. So Tāwhiri Mātia, and then you're walking on Papatua Nuku, and then of course Ranganui is playing in there as well, and you're probably looking at Hene Moana and Tangaroa as you walk around. So there's all those different atua, right?
There's just, you know, when you're in nature and you're not in a hurry and you know, right, I've got an hour to do this thing, you're like, oh, look at that little bird, and look what's happening in there in the water, and look how the light's like reflecting on the awa, and you just pause and you just get your head in a different space. And then when that's happening, I'm thinking, I don't know why I'm so busy over here doing all this other stuff. Like, I need to actually do more of this because this is something that feeds my wairua, right? This is feeding my spirit. And that's who I am, right? I'm part of that earth. You know, and this is my turanga waiwai. Like, this is who I am. And it's really easy to forget that when you're sitting in front of a computer, you know, blah, blah, looking at your phone, answering all these things. It's really easy to forget that. And that's a really artificial environment to just sit all day in front of a computer. It's a very natural environment. You know, we were made to move. We were made to be out. We were, you know, traditionally hunting and gathering and out and about and living on the land. So that is actually what the essence of who we are. And that is the bit that feeds me, I think.
think sitting here thinking, oh, what have I been doing for my well-being?
Yeah, what have you been doing, Suihana?
I just have to be really honest that, like, my personal life has really had a massive impact on my holder, to be honest. Basically, I've been doing lots of work. But you see, I don't see my work as work. So I'm really passionate about what I do. So I tend to put myself into those places because I really love it. And I've actually recently started going back to Zumba. I used to be a Zumba instructor. And
I can so imagine you being a Zumba instructor with the energy.
And I can see you down the back. Don't try and hide. We're often our PI and Māori whānau are often way down the back, and I'd be like, I can see you. But yeah, I've gone back to that, and it's been so much fun, and I didn't realize how much I loved it, like just laughing and really enjoying that. I'm kind of in this transition of moving between Kirikiriro and Tāmaki Makaurau, and now it looks like it might be going, you know. So the reality for me is I'm going to be living in between two places, with my main base in Tāmaki Makaurau, but frequenting Kirikiriro. So it's finding a balance there. And at the moment, I just kind of grab exercise when I can. So in Melbourne, I was walking around Albert Park Lake, which was really nice. And I'll do a bit of Zumba when I'm on the North Shore, or if I'm staying at my cousin's place at Onehunga, I'll go to do Zumba there. When I'm back home in Kirikiriroa, I tend to do a bit of CrossFit. I really love that. But there's no consistency at the moment. So I'm inconsistent in what I'm doing with my holder in terms of, am I journaling? Oh, maybe here, maybe there. So there's not a lot of consistency. And one thing I realised when I was back home in Melbourne was that I've got to stop allowing what's happening in my personal life have so much of an impact on the rest of my life. Yeah. And even though that there's a kaupapa raru going on that potentially is going to have a massive impact on me and my boys and our home, I also have to not allow that to stop the progress of what needs to happen in terms of looking after myself and looking after my children. So yeah, so there's that. But light bulbs went on when I was in Melbourne because I was just like, what the hell? I've been putting so much energy into this that I actually need to take that energy back. So I think my goal is to really spend this time during Matariki, and I'm going to go home for Matariki. Back home is Tauranga Moana, just to go home and look at resetting myself. So I'm not going to, because it's easy for me to not be hard on myself, to be hard on myself. You should be here and you should be doing this and you should. To actually just bloody stop, take a pause and acknowledge that I need to probably go home and spend the next, 4 to 6 weeks, however long it takes, to really reset and look at the year that's gone and look to the year ahead and all the wonderful things that will come from the year ahead. Yeah, there's going to be challenges as there always are. But yeah, so for me, this is actually a time of reset.
I think it's a constant, isn't it? Because like I set in place new things, you know, to care for my haora, and then that's all good and well. And then something, you know, happens, busyness or some huge thing happens, and then that drops away. And then suddenly those habits have gone. And so, as you say, it needs a reset to go, oh, hang on. Firstly, notice it. Secondly, put the energy in to reset and put in either new habits or get those habits back, and then right, I'm going to reset, but not beat ourselves up, right? Because this is life. Yeah. This is how it is. Like, life isn't a, even line.
Yeah.
It's an up and down, up and down, up and down. And we have to essentially manage that. And we have to find our space in there, find our peace, find our quiet, find our habits that feed us, find the love and the time with the people that we love, and then balance all that out. And it's not easy, right?
Yeah, and I think that this whole everything that's been going on is about actually, like, falling in love with yourself,
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
To love yourself.
Yeah, first.
Yeah.
And yet in society, that's perceived as selfish. But this is the whole, I think this is a really big life lesson for all of us, is that if you can't love yourself, how do you love other people, yeah. right? If you don't care for yourself, how can you care for other people? It has to come from that wellspring of yourself. Like it can't just come of giving out all the time and not getting back.
Yeah, and I think this is a time to be leaning into those spaces that are uncomfortable. Like, I'm pretty pissed off and pretty angry about a few things. And it's about really, truly letting that go, because it just takes up too much energy, it takes up too much space. And therefore you don't have, and it actually forms or creates blocks. And so you don't have this flow, right? And it's been interesting because on my first day back in Aotearoa after Melbourne, actually on the way to the airport to fly home, just all these things started to like flow. And since I've been back, I can feel the flow. And I'm just like, yeah, need to stop those blockages and put kind of, not kind of, just park it, put it aside. It doesn't serve you. What doesn't serve you is not going to allow you to grow. It's not going to allow you to flow. It's not going to allow you to come from a place of love. So park that shit.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. And
And Matariki is the perfect time for that, right?
Absolutely.
The new year.
The
new year.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Nice.
Exciting.
Exciting.
Exciting. You've been listening to Tātou Tātou, a podcast about kaitiaki kōrero and our wellbeing haora. You can find us online at huie.org.nz/tātou tātou. That's huie.org.nz/tātou tātou. You can find me online, Rochelle Stewart Allen, at theNGOcoach.com.
Oh, and you can find Tuihana Oi here at www.wewellbeing.co.nz, or check out I Am Tuihana on Instagram. Kia ora.
Tātou Tātou is brought to you by Huie Community Aotearoa, Volunteering New Zealand, Centre for Social Impact, and Woo Wellbeing.